Hello, friends. You are going to love today's episode. Before Christmas, I was able to sit down with my friend from the gram, Jacqueline, the menstrual mogul, and we talk all about the hidden superpower that women possess. That is our menstrual cycles. So today, Jacqueline is going to break down what are the four phases of our cycles. What should we be doing in those phases to really supercharge our life and to have our business and home life and really everything flow with more ease? So if you have no idea what I'm talking about, you've never heard of cycle syncing before, you are going to want to share this far and wide with all your friends and every woman you know. And I hope you enjoy the episode. It was a really fun one, and it would mean so much if you share with anyone and everyone you know that would benefit from listening. Here we go.
Welcome to Inhabit with Alacia Citro, a show dedicated to helping you expand your life and inhabit your dreams. After becoming a corporate dropout and faltering, I realized that the only thing keeping me from my big vision was not taking the small, consistent actions that compound and move the needle. Together, we'll uncover and discuss the ways we stay stuck and how you can unlock your potential in 3, 2, 1.
Jacqueline, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I'm honored.
I was completely sincere when we became friends on the gram and I saw your handle. I was like, the menstrual mogul. Yeah. You and I need to be friends. This was meant to be.
I love that. Yes. I love that I did a little rebrand about like a year and a half ago. And once that name hit and landed, I've run with it. And it's been my alter ego, my actual ego, and everything in between. I love it.
Yes. I actually have been meaning to read The Alter Ego Effect. It's a book about basically like channeling this like higher version of you, which is exactly like what my book is about, except with habits. And yeah, menstrual mogul. That sounds like a really badass alter ego. I'm here for it.
Yes, I love it.
So today's going to be fun. I didn't really prep you at all. We're doing this conversationally, which is like the new way of the show. Mm-hmm. We're going to dive into some really delicious stuff today, particularly around well-kept secrets from women, like cycle syncing, how your cycle is actually a superpower versus this burden that many of us have been conditioned to think it is. So I'm excited to dive in and learn from you. I feel like I have only scratched the surface on this topic. So
agreed. Yeah. Even though I am technically a cycle sync coach, I find every day that there are new ways where you can optimize and tap into these superpowers that we possess as women in our menstruating years. So we can definitely delve into that, especially in the entrepreneurial space and everything.
Yeah. Okay. You alluded to walking away from a six-figure business because it was just not aligned. And it sounds like I'm projecting on you right now, probably like close to blowing out your adrenals, like super burned out, like just not in alignment at all. Been there. Tell us your story. How did you get into this whole realm and begin serving women in this way?
Yeah. If you had told me even just 3 or 4 years ago that I'd be talking about periods and shit on the internet and helping entrepreneurs, I'd smack you silly because you couldn't have predicted this shit if you tried. But I am originally from Pennsylvania and was in my early or mid 20s, I guess. I got involved in network marketing. That was like my first multiple six-figure business that I ran. I had a lot of success with it. And I think because we're talking about cycle syncing and our hormones and everything, it's important to notate that I grew up as a girl being told that my periods are just meant to be painful. Like you're supposed to be doubled over in pain. You are just supposed to deal with it. And it's hereditary, that there was nothing I could do about it. So I was thrown on the pill at a young age and wasn't taught anything about my hormones or my cycle, nor did I really care. I just was settling for that expectation every month. And so in my mid-20s, I got involved in network marketing and loved the idea of being an entrepreneur. I'm a rebel. I hate 9-to-5 jobs for me. It's just so suppressing and not a vibe at all. So I love the idea of being my own boss, of creating my own wealth, of running my own business. And I ran with that in the mid-20s and in my mid-20s. This was probably around like 2013 when the girl boss, the Gary Vee, the everything was just getting started. So, you know, that was definitely a culprit of my burnout. But basically, I was operating at the time in my business, and I don't want to shit on this era of my life because I met some of the most amazing people. I learned what it meant to be your own boss and the freedoms that came with that. So it wasn't like I regret this in any way, but I was definitely going at it in a way that wasn't going to be sustainable long run. And you'll know why in a second. We have this corporate company that tells you to do X, Y, and Z. We had workout programs that told you to do certain workouts in a certain sequence. We had nutrition programs that had you eating the same thing every day. And I just ate it all up. I gobbled it up because it was honestly something I needed at that time. I was in an emotionally abusive relationship. I hated my 9-to-5. I just wanted to get out of it. And so I just went balls to the wall with it. I tried to show up the same way each and every day, doing the to-do list that the corporate company had given me, doing the workout that the male trainer had given me, the nutrition plan that someone made for me, not taking into account that I'm a woman in her menstruating years. And I just put this expectation, show up the same way every day. That's how you do this. This is how you beat your competition. This is how you rank on top. And I never felt satisfied, which is why I burned out eventually. But like on paper, I had the team of over 1,000 coaches. I made 6 figures. I walked across stages. I earned free trips. Everything looked like it was okay, right? But behind the scenes, I had no boundaries around my phone. I equated my worth to how much money I was making. I was living off of caffeine and adrenaline and really not taking care of myself in a way that supported my hormones. And again, I just didn't know any better back then. And so I thought that this would be the career that I did forever, like some of the other top coaches in the industry. And I moved from Pennsylvania in the suburbs outside of Philadelphia to Wyoming in the middle of the woods to be with my now husband. I met him when I was on vacation out here. And that transition, moving, literally leaving all of my family, all of my friends in Pennsylvania and moving into the middle of the woods with a guy I'd only known for 3 weeks, was a huge disruption to my life.
You know, that's like, kind of an important footnote.
Yes. And so I basically would try to make what I was doing prior work once I moved out here. And I tried for 2 years probably to make it work. And I always think of Mean Girls where Regina George is like, Gretchen, stop trying to make bitch work. And that's what I was being told in my inner dialogue. I was like, you need to just stop. This is not working anymore. And so I just burnt out and I stopped hosting the team calls. I stopped doing the workouts like the way I thought I was supposed to. I didn't go off the deep end and gain a bunch of weight and not two things, but I just was not proof of the product, if have yeah. you. It was like a really mentally turmoil time. I just thought myself as a failure. I thought that I was going to lose everything. And so I just got a job here nannying to give myself that time to heal and to figure out what I want and not have to worry about anything else. And how did I get into hormone health and cycle syncing? I think it was like right in the beginning of the pandemic, I was walking with a friend and she was a doula. And mind you, during all this time, I was like on and off birth control. And I eventually got off of it completely because I just didn't want anything foreign in my body. And I was experiencing some weird symptoms. And she was just like, you know what? You should read this book. And it was called Fix Your Period by Nicole Jardim. And I started reading the book. And at the end, there was a chapter about how, according to traditional Chinese medicine, we can align our food and our movement depending on where we are in our cycle, and it makes us feel really great. And that just turned something on for me. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is why I would try and follow these one size fits all nutrition programs And I sometimes felt like I could really stick to it and sometimes felt like a freaking failure. Or workout programs felt like I could go hard one day and was depleted and dead the other. So that put something in motion in the health and fitness realm since that was my background. And then once I felt like I got that down, I was like, light bulb moment. Oh my gosh, if I had this information about how you could sync your entrepreneurial journey and your work to your cycle, I would have been unstoppable. But I know I had to go through that to learn that. So that's where I am now. I do have a health component side of my business, but I also really love helping female entrepreneurs align and sync her work to her cycle. So she has a really sustainable foundation to catapult off of.
Why are more women not having this conversation?
Tell me about it. Sorry if you hear my dogs.
you'll hear mine today too. Yeah, we love it. Come as you are. Yeah, it was honestly angering to me when I read Do Less by Kate Northrup. I'm like, mm-hmm. How is it possible that I am at the time 35 or 36 years old and I am just now learning about the different phases of my cycle and how I can cater my life to those so that it becomes like, yeah, a superpower versus operating. Like when you said, I'm doing the same thing every day. That is how men operate because they operate on a 24-hour cycle. We don't. We're exactly. 28 days. And it's just, when I found that out, I'm like, why has this been kept from me and us for so long?
I totally agree. Yeah. So a man's 24-hour hormone cycle has them waking up with a surge of testosterone. So they feel like they can just get up and go. And then they live Groundhog Day every single day. Whereas as women, we have bursts of that like feeling and energy that maybe perhaps men feel. Like we even get an uptick of testosterone around ovulation. So there's about like half of our cycle where we feel that motivation, that gusto, that stamina. But then we're trying to operate as if we'll always be living that way. And that goes against us when we're in the luteal phase / menstrual phase of our cycle. And yeah, it's just setting us up for failure. I say it all the time to my clients. It's society doesn't want us to win at all. So this is one of the ways, like 9-to-5 work weeks, like all these calendar dates and everything like that. They don't take a woman's cycle into account. It's something you really have to challenge and think about.
Yeah. The fucking patriarchy yet again. Mm. And I say that as a woman who loves healthy masculine men.
Absolutely. But
nevertheless, the fucking patriarchy. One thing that I read in Do Less that was like shocking to me was that the calendar was probably invented by a woman because it was like 28 notches on a stick or something was like the first calendar. Why would a man have needed to do that? And yet we find ourselves in this construct that's not for us at all. It's frustrating. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you want, I can break down the four phases because I actually do it in the seasons of the year. Again, like something that makes so much sense and seems so natural and organic. Even the moon phases. I know some people like align and sync with that. But yeah. So do you want me to go over the four phases?
Yes. Okay. All of it. Because most people, if I can just interject really quick, I feel like most mm-hmm. of the people I know, including me, only know about the menstrual part and you call it like, like my menstrual cycle. That's one phase of the whole shebang. There's three other ones that people don't know about. So anyway, with that, please proceed.
Exactly. Again, the shit we should have been taught in school, right?
Yeah.
And just so your listeners know, my goal is to never make someone feel like they're in a doctor's office or a classroom setting, because personally, I've never had that great of a interaction that led me to feel empowered and like I could practically take away knowledge around certain topics. So I always try to explain, especially something as complicated as our cycle, because we are complicated humans, in a really practical form. So women can not only retain it for themselves, but pass it down to future generations, to daughters, to any young lady in their lives. So I love to start with the menstrual phase of your cycle. And we're in this season now. I know you're in Arizona and it's a little warmer there, but we're in the physical season of winter. So if you think about the physical season of winter, this is a time where you're like retreating you're wanting to be a little bit cozier, less social, you're at home, and you're really just in this like nurturing state or like hygge state of the calendar year. And this can be embodied during the phase of your cycle, the menstrual phase or the week of your period. It can last anywhere from 3 to 7 days. It's completely unique to each and every woman. So I find it interesting. I talk about this on my own podcast, but I find it interesting that right now we're in the thick of the holiday season and we're expected to be the most social butterfly beings ever, right?
Yes.
And I totally am on board with the reflective part of this time of year. But when it comes to the high energy social stuff, that kind of goes against that feeling that we have the week of our period. And I do think it's important to notate that, or I'll get into that in a second when I am done explaining things. But so basically, this is a time where you really want to get reflective and analyze stuff about your life, about your work, about your goals. Reason being is like your hormones are actually lowest during the week of your period. Many women are told that they're raging with hormones and are feeble and incapable of making any decisions the week of their period. And the fact of the matter is our hormones are our lowest. And so because of that, our left and right side of our brain, so the analytical and like the emotional side, can communicate on a much clearer level. So for some women who are still dealing and struggling with painful periods, they might not feel this feeling until a day or two into their period. But for my clients and myself, we've rectified and gotten painless periods now. So we're like journaling, we're doing vision boards, we're reflecting on who our clients are, what our offers are, who are everything within our business and our personal life. I always joke that maybe during the week of your period, you have some red flags stand out about someone you're dating, and let's not ignore them if they come up during that week. Okay. There's more like a gut feeling that you should listen to, as long as you're having a healthy period and you're not dealing with PMDD or anything like that. After the week of our period, our winter phase of our cycle, we enter the spring phase, which is called the follicular phase. And this can range anywhere from 7 to 10 days. And when you think about spring, for me personally, I always think about that first day that you can finally wear a t-shirt or maybe flip-flops, or there's just the cold has left and you're excited to get outside and take action and do stuff. And you can feel this during the follicular phase of your cycle too. This is a time where within your business, especially, you're feeling very creative, much more social. You have ideas, content pouring out of your fingertips. And this is a great time to double down on that within your business if that's important to you. And so this is a time where you just feel like you have higher energy. And I personally think like New Year's should start during the spring equinox of the physical season of the year, because we have that feeling. January 1st is the dead of winter. Think of that could be horrible, right?
Yes. So that's actually, can I piggyback on that real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
It annoys me to no end, now that I know this, that everyone is like in New Year's resolution mode, January 1st, because our bodies don't feel like that's the beginning of the year. March 21st, the spring equinox, is when we start to feel that way. So if you are someone, and actually I strategically have my book coming out in the spring for this reason, because the worst time, I think, to start new habits and a whole new routine is January 1st. Mm-hmm. You need to just be like chilling.
Yeah.
And reflecting.
Yeah. And I think like because I know entrepreneurs are listening, and it's how do I reach my goals and how do I do this? I would say like at the very least, if your period or luteal phase, which I'll get into the luteal phase in a second, land on January 1st, do not worry about it. Use the week of your period or the follicular phase, the momentum that comes with that, as a starting point instead of those two phases, or letting society influence you in that way. Because I always believe there is a way to get stuff done and achieve your goals. Just because we're women and go through these four phases, it makes us more powerful and not less. But yeah, I definitely agree. As far as the new year momentum and catapult, definitely love that for this spring equinox.
Yeah. And you just don't feel like you're swimming upstream as much. It just feels more, less resistant, more in the flow, not to use a pun. Anyway.
Yeah. Sorry. No, continue. Absolutely. Absolutely. So after spring comes summer, and this is the ovulatory phase of your cycle. It can be around 3 to 5 days, depending on what your unique cycle is like. But this is definitely the hot girl summer phase of your cycle. This is where primarily you're trying to attract a mate, whether you want to or not. I bet if you read your brain during that week, you'd be like eyeing up people left and right. You would be feeling hot, dressing sexy, or making purchases that enhance your look. There's a whole like science and data to this. But also this means that you can be attracting clients into your life. There's a reason why we're having this conversation right now. I'm in my ovulatory phase and I'm hosting a masterclass tomorrow. I assign everything to be with this like cocky amount of confidence, if that makes sense. You have a Delulu state going on. And that's because the frontal cortex, that part of your brain, is which is in charge of self-control. So things where you're like, ooh, I wish I could say that, but I really don't know if I could say that, that kind of goes out the window during your ovulatory phase of your cycle. So you're ballsy, you're confident, you're speaking with conviction, and you really feel like a social butterfly. Communication skills are really high during this phase of your cycle. And so this is, again, a great time to attract new people into your life, to really just run with that feeling that comes with the hot girl summer vibes of your cycle. And then lastly, we have the luteal phase of your cycle, which is around 10 to 14 days. And this is the fall phase of your cycle. If you think about the physical season of summer, we're like going on vacations. The kids are out of school. We're like just doing stuff. We're taking action. You want to do anything than be stuck inside and not playing. That can be in your business, personal life, whatever. But then back to school vibes happen in the fall, right? We got to like get back on a routine. We got to clean things up, organize, nest, and like just get things back together and making sense and working. So during the luteal phase within your business, this could look like being like decluttering within your business, whether that's digitally, physically, nesting within. Like for me, I have to clean my car and my cabin during this phase of my cycle because I can't stand looking at things anymore because my brain's picking up details that I was too busy to notice because I was taking action during the previous two phases. And this is a really powerful time within your cycle to do things behind the scenes and get things like that done that maybe, again, you were just too high energy to do during other phases of your cycle. And the first week, you definitely still have a little bit more of that higher energy from the ovulatory phase. Then the week before your period, that's what I call the danger zone. This is where women want to burn their business to the ground if they don't have the right health habits in place. We're predisposed to more cortisol during this phase of our cycle. We require 200 to 300 more calories during this phase of our cycle. So women are hangry, they're stressed, and if they don't have the right boundaries and habits in place, it's going to show in their business, in their calls, and everything. I see it all the time. And I used to experience that too. So the health and the business stuff goes hand in hand. They can't not at all because of stuff like this, because of our hormones and how they fluctuate throughout our cycle. So this is a time to really double down on like self-care and, again, boundaries, not scheduling freaking call, like 10 million calls during this week of our cycle, if we can help it, and having stuff prepared so that you can still be present and get what you need to done, but you're really just taking that time to restore and replenish yourself too. Society wants us to be living as if we're perpetually in our spring and summer phases, our follicular and ovulatory phases. That's like where it mimics a man's calendar more. But as you can tell, we have a whole other half of our cycle with the luteal and menstrual phase of our cycle that needs to be compensated for. But what I love about it is that we use the term superpower earlier, is that I think women, they keep looking at their day in a 24-hour day and their productivity within it as their means of like consistency, of success, of whatever. They lay their heads down at night, how much did I get done today? And they evaluate it and think that's a valid point of what they got done. Where if they really just zoomed out and look at what they got done throughout their whole cycle, they would be mesmerized at like how much they actually get done. And it's because if you intentionally use the superpower coming with each phase of your cycle, you're coming together as a team of Avengers who can conquer any goal, anything that you want within your business or personal life. But so many of us are trying to work with a dick, for lack of a better term.
Oh my God.
That's not going to work.
Might be the best quote that ever got dropped on the show. I was not expecting you to say that. And I'm here for that energy. Hilarious.
I'm so happy. Good.
As you were talking to him, yeah, I'm ovulating right now too. So maybe that's why I'm extra no filter too. Yeah, it's just, it's so validating once you hear this. And I cannot wait to hear from people if this, what you just shared, blew their minds. Because once you find this out, it's, oh, no wonder. I've been trying to fit a square peg in a round hole my whole life and wondering why I can't do something one day that was easy the other. This is why.
Yeah. And I feel like some women, they hear about this concept and think that, oh, I need to completely align things for it to work. And that's not the case. I just want to give women permission that even it's not, I don't know if this is a good flex or not, but my clients, they're like, Jack, I half-assed what you do. And I've seen such a big result, whether it's like with health habits or other business stuff. And that's because we've ignored our cycle in the four phases for our entire life. So the minute you do sync anything to your cycle within your life, you're gonna feel that click of alignment, or I call it like a chiropractic adjustment, and it just makes sense. And yeah, like you said, you can never unsee this once you've learned about it. And that's what I love, is just women being curious and questioning everything, because does this work for me or not? And obviously we've made it till now getting everything done, but like, why not work smarter rather than harder?
100%. Actually, talking to you is making me really excited to dive deeper into all the syncing myself, because honestly, the farthest I've taken it, I haven't really tailored like food or movement. But the big thing that I've done, which is actually quite little, I just put on my calendar a repeating event so I know when I'm in which phase of my cycle, and it repeats. So it's there months out. That way I know, don't book a trip when I'm going to be on my period, or don't like book a workshop where I'm going to be selling an offer during my period, right? Like plan for podcasting and plan content given these different phases. And that's helped a lot.
I think that's the number one tip I would give women, especially entrepreneurs who have the control over their schedule. Many 9-to-5 workers or other women that have other jobs, they don't have that control. But that's why I love working with entrepreneurs, because you can tailor it to however works best for you. So why not make it work completely with that? That's like the number one thing I tell my clients. So that's great that you're doing that already. It's so smart.
The other part of this that I find just so interesting, what you had said earlier about like the painful periods, oh, you better go on birth control. I have another good friend who, after 2 children, this doctor was like, I can either give you a hysterectomy or put you on birth control. Those are her 2 options to get rid of painful periods. I think there are probably a lot of people that are like, wait a minute, there's a way for me to heal this more naturally. And yes, there is. I know people who've healed PCOS through doing this, all kinds of things. So do you want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, we can talk about it. Like, I'm my own walking testimony. I used to be around the clock, ibuprofen or Aleve, and tied to a heating pad, doubled over in like pain and sickness during my periods. And they were heavy and they were tough. And I've completely been able to get rid of that. Or if, like, for some reason, because even as a cycle sync coach, there's some things out of my control, like family stressors or like stuff like that. And if you don't think that stress has an effect on your cycle and your hormones, you're absolutely wrong. You're just so dead wrong. So it really has to be, it's the ultimate accountability tool when it comes to, and I don't mean this in a bad way, it's just like an amazing intuition that you have, and a way to be like, I'm honoring my body because I know that this will give me like a less painful period when it comes to like food and some of the other habits I teach my clients. And yeah, the biggest things are like, what I think is so beautiful talking about getting back to nature is that there is a nutrient, a vitamin, whatever, a mineral that is meant to be taken almost as a medicine, but with food for each phase of your cycle. So for instance, like during the ovulatory phase, we're peaking in estrogen right now. And so if women are dealing with too much estrogen in their body, which can lead to painful periods, PMS symptoms, one of the ways to combat that is like during your ovulatory phase, eating cruciferous green vegetables, because that helps break down the excess estrogen and helps your liver detox it from your body instead of recirculating it. Or for instance, like I mentioned, during the luteal phase, we're predisposed to cortisol, which is our stress hormone. and we require 100 to 300 more calories. We're depleted in magnesium during this phase. So eating things such as like sweet potatoes that are slow burning carbs that have the nutrients and minerals that we need, and prioritizing protein so that we stay hungrier longer because we do need more food during that phase of our cycle is just so beautiful that it syncs up that way. So what I love is you can have an array of food, an array of style of movements, and it gives you variety, it gives you great gut health, and it freaking gets rid of PMS and painful periods and hormonal acne. It's like a magic concept, but it's true.
You know what I was just thinking about as you were talking about this too? I wonder, you probably know this or know the answer to it, if the foods for each phase of our cycle sync up with the seasons. Like you mentioned sweet potatoes and luteal, yeah, which is like the fall.
Absolutely. And yeah.
Sweet potato is a fall food. Wow. Okay. That's amazing. Never realized so like that before.
And that's where, again, let's keep it so stupid simple because we've been ignoring this process forever. So if you think of like salads, smoothies, lighter foods, even the way you cook them can be altered to each phase of your cycle. I personally don't go that deep, but you can do that too. But lighter foods are great for that follicular and ovulatory phase. And then more nutrient dense foods are great for fall. Yeah, like butternut squash, sweet potatoes. They're great for the luteal phase. And then even for your menstrual phase, like red ingredients, like beets, that deep red maroon color that represents like the blood that we're losing, or kidney beans, which are like rich in red, and oysters, which have the minerals and like the whatever we're losing from our blood. It's all directly correlated. And so you just have to see it as eating something that supports what's happening internally. External habits supporting what's happening internally is like how I look at it. And you don't have to make it too complicated. I just have my clients do two foods that support that phase of your cycle whenever you're in that phase each and every day.
Yeah, keeping it simple. I think it's so easy to get intimidated when we learn about something like this. We feel like we need to overhaul our whole life, and that literally never works. So if you're listening to this and you're intrigued, like Jacqueline said, find two foods per cycle phase that would be helpful. Mm-hmm. Or if it's like a new habit, start really tiny. Don't do the whole kit and caboodle, right? And just notice what a difference it makes and how your capacity will begin to expand and compound. That's what I noticed the most.
Yeah. Or just like you said, like bringing that calendar into your actual calendar, your cycles calendar into your actual calendar, you're going to realize, oh, I have a mental breakdown and want to burn my business to the ground every mid-luteal phase. Okay. It's not my fault. It's my hormones. And they're just giving me a signal that they need to be supported. It's a lot of validation. It's a lot of self-awareness, and it's a connection and intuitiveness that maybe perhaps you didn't know you needed, and now you can tap into that too.
I was just thinking, I wonder if the reason women have such a hard time in general, there's so many layers to this, right? It's multifactorial. There's the perfectionist stuff, the societal expectations. But I wonder if part of what has made it so difficult for us in general is just the fact that we have always been not aligned to what works for us individually. And I know I'm not saying that men are like black and white, cut and dry, you know, they obviously have a lot of individuality too, but I really feel like women were just so dynamic more than men. I think men seem so much more simple and easy to make happy than we are. I'm probably going to get in trouble saying this, but like my husband is a way easier person to make happy than I am.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's like an unfulfilled need that no one is aware that they need. At least that's how it felt for me. But I think my hope is that like people listening or women listening to this, they realize that it's never been a them problem. It's just been society, workplaces, industries, standards, setting them up to go against themselves, to like battle themselves each and every day. And it's a struggle until you learn about it, until you make some changes. And again, even if you try to make just a few changes in the departments that you do have more control over, you're going to see a really big difference than any other time. So that's a benefit, a real benefit.
I'm curious too, for you as a business owner, It sounds like probably the calendaring has been a huge impact. What have been some of the other like game-changing tweaks that you've made to tailor your business to where you're at cycle-wise?
I would say, yeah, the calendar and just making sure calls are scheduled in the right time slots. When my luteal phase runs around, and this is the thing, the expectation isn't that I'm going to have energy during my luteal phase, because I know that's just not how my body is meant to work. And so when that time comes around, I am always thinking myself, God, you didn't put anything on the schedule, because I just want to lay horizontal today and not do anything creative or just not be forward facing. But I would say the other biggest thing would be like, as far as content goes, and because I run my business on social media, is making sure I'm batching during those times of my cycle that my creativity and communication are highest. Because if I were to rely on my luteal menstrual phase, you'd be getting some watered down content. It would feel misaligned. It would feel crappy. I'm sure what many of my clients say, I can't use words today. I cannot talk. And we've all been there. And so I just always make sure to have a bank of stuff to work off of so that I'm still showing up. I'm still having presence, but it's coming from my past self when I was really creative and communicative. And so that's what cycle syncing is with anything. It's doing something your future self is really going to thank you for.
Oh, I love that. And that's like a mantra actually that began my habits journey. I heard Gretchen Rubin say that once.
Yes, things future
you will thank you for. Yeah.
Yeah.
It, honestly, even if it's a little thing, all those stack up. And I feel like the more love that we show ourselves in terms of planning ahead and doing things that are good for us, it just, it expands your capacity more than you can even imagine before that's happened. You just feel so constricted before, and then it's, wow, the world is your oyster.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So where can people find you? The name, if they Google it, they'll find you. It's such a badass name. Honestly, did you think of this? Did you hire a branding company? Because if you thought of it, you get major kudos.
No, I probably thought of it during my ovulatory phase.
Touche. Okay. I'm actually working on a rebrand now. So you're okay. That makes sense why I'm doing that.
Honestly, pick my brain if you want, because names are like my thing. Actually, I am very good at naming courses or masterclasses or anything. That's one of my favorite things. So yeah, Menstrual Mogul. It used to be jacqueline.renee.inspiration. So you can imagine that was riveting, but yeah, we turned into the Menstrual Mogul. I call like my business the House of Menstrual Mogul and everything. So
I love that.
In ball. Yeah.
So what are some of the programs that you have, ways that people can work with you? And I'm not just saying this because you're on and I'm trying to hype you. Like, I really think at some level, I don't know what that level is, but at some level, every woman listening to this needs to work with you or get access to the information so they can start layering this in, because it's a game changer.
Thank you so much. So I would say if this episode intrigued you, I have a podcast of my own called the Menstrual Mogul Podcast, where I break down health and business stuff and how our cycle ties into it. And also just a little bit of episodes of who I am and like what's relative to me and everything like that. So that's a great place to binge this type of content and how to use your cycle in your day-to-day life. And if you go back to the first episode, you have a complete breakdown of the four phases, even more in depth than I talked about today. But really, when it comes to working with me, honestly, I have one-on-one, I have calls that I can do, one-off calls, or even some courses. But every woman is so unique that it definitely warrants a conversation. I can't just throw something, one of my offers out there without having a conversation with someone first, because each woman is so unique. So I just welcome women to find me on Instagram at Menstrual Mogul and send me a DM. And I love hearing if someone had like an aha moment or moment of validation hearing this information. So I just want to connect with all the ladies.
Yeah. If you got value from this episode, which I'm sure, I will bet you there's not a woman listening unless they're in the exact same space as you and an expert in it that did not learn something today. So if this was valuable, will you screenshot it, tag us, share it on social, encourage your girlfriends to listen to it, because the more of us that can step into our gifts the world will be a better, happier place. So yeah, have at it. Spread the word.
Yes. The good cycle syncing word, as I call it. Yeah.
Yes. I love it. Thank you so much for coming on. This was a pleasure. I learned a lot too, and I'm excited to dig in deeper myself. So thank you for the love shove to do that.
Of course. Thank you so much.